This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, May 10th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: chefs stopped at Los Angeles airport with 40 frozen piranhas. Dateline LA: a famous South American chef says he was stopped as he brought 40 piranhas in a duffel bag through Los Angeles International Airport. Rogelio Martinez, chef owner of Central Restaurant in Peru, tells the LA Times on Wednesday that he hoped to serve the predatory sharp-toothed fish during an LA food festival. Martinez was featured on the third season of the Netflix show Chef's Table. He says customs agents pulled him into an interrogation room last week when they found the cache of frozen, vacuum-sealed piranhas. After 5 hours, the agents let Martinez through with the fish. He used them that night on a salad. The newspaper says the following night he dried the piranha skins and served them inside the piranha heads. Piranhas are common in South American rivers. Chef stopped at the airport. Oh, I have some feelings on this one. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. There are a couple of things that come to mind when I first saw this. Now, this story I took from the Associated Press, the original story, obviously, in the LA Times. It's not quite clickbait, but it really kind of is, because there's an implication in the headline that he was stopped, that there was something going on that was really nefarious, that there was something wrong there. And the headline is absolutely written in a way to make you want to go, oh, what's going on here? So the first thing I am is a little disappointed in myself for taking a headline and reading into it. Because my first assumption when I heard the headline, when I read the headline, chef stopped at Los Angeles airport with 40 frozen piranhas, I'm like, whoa, was he trying to smuggle them in? Are they illegal? Are they okay to bring in? What's going on with these frozen piranhas? Are they okay? Are they not? And I'm immediately, because there's a headline and because, oh, he was stopped, that there was a problem with it. It turns out really the story is not even a story in terms of the airport. It's a little side story to, oh, chef serves piranha. And maybe that's the LA Times story, but the Associated Press, certainly not. But the only reason this has value is a backstory on the piranha. It's like, oh, we've got piranha on salad. How do we have that? Well, I brought them back in frozen and vacuum sealed bags. Funny story, at the airport, they weren't quite sure what to make of it. So they pulled me in. I spent 5 hours in interrogation. That's the only place that belongs. As a standalone, this story is nothing. So I'm a little upset at myself for falling for it, but we all do it. We all see that headline. We all click on it, and they're written in a way to make us want to do that. Now, the second part of that is an extension of it, because we hear a lot about fake news. Oh, fake news. It's phony. It's fake news. See, that's not even true. Look, there's nothing to that. Stories like this, though innocuous on their own, are part of a bigger building of an argument that the news media really isn't interested in presenting facts. They're about sensationalism. They're about making something bigger than it is. And in this case, they absolutely did. So when you have a real story, a story that is of vast importance to people, now you're predispositioning them to going, eh, they're probably blowing this into something it shouldn't be. They're blowing it up bigger than it really is. This is really nothing. Do you see how that sort of works together? So the media, without realizing it, eats itself this way every single day. And part of it is, part of it is the way online works. The idea of getting more clicks, getting more shares, getting people to go, oh, what's that about? There's a fine line, and it's a tough one to walk. And if the news media doesn't get better at doing it, this idea of fake news that is being perpetuated by the president, this idea of fake news that is taking hold in a lot of people in the heartland of the country and in other places as well. The idea that the news is about profits and the news is about sensationalism and the news is about anything but things that are important. That's how we get to where we are. So yeah, this story may seem like nothing, but it's part of a bigger picture. So it's not all Donald Trump to blame for the fake news, because the actual media does sort of feed into the problem itself. Could you please work on that? Probably not. Oh, well, I guess we got to keep going. And that, you know, I'm going to be more positive. You know what? Nobody was harmed in the making of that news story or this podcast. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future.